And God said,
Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters.
And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day.
Johnny, stop again, please.
Okay, then.
Are there any questions you'd like to ask about the second day of creation?
Yeah. What does it mean when it says God divided the waters from the waters?
Just what it says, Pat. He divided the waters on the earth from the waters in the sky.
There isn't any water in the sky.
There isn't?
No, not unless it means the clouds and the rain.
That's exactly what it means.
I'm pretty smart, I am. If you're so smart, what does firmament mean? Firmament? That's easy. It means, what does it mean, Dan?
Today we would call it the atmosphere.
Yeah, the atmosphere. In other words, the air.
The air was made for us and the animals to breathe. Also, the carbon dioxide in the air is for the plants.
And the birds fly in the air. I know why God created air on the second day, right after he created light. Living things such as plants and animals need air as well as light. So, God created them before he did the living things.
Well, as we've already said, God does first things first. Can you think of other uses for air?
Maybe I can. It protects us from being bombarded by meteors.
It does?
Sure. Didn't you know that?
I don't even know what a meteor is.
Meteors are pieces of a material that fly through space, like the moon, only smaller. When one of them flies towards the earth and hits the atmosphere, it burns up from the friction caused by the atmosphere.
Well, there's also another function of air. You know what it is? We see and feel it every day. You don't know? Well, the atmosphere regulates the temperature.
Oh, I knew that.
So you see, children, it was pretty important, the things God made on the second day of creation.
What did he make on the third day?
We'll see.
Okay.
And God said,
Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear.
And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said,
Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb-yielding seed, and the fruit tree after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth.
And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, an herb-yielding seed after his kind, and the tree-yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day.
Let's talk about that, Dan.
All right, Johnny.
May I say something, Dan?
Of course.
Well, I just wanted to point out that, again, God did things in their logical order. On the first day, he created light. On the second, air. On the third, land. All these things need to be created before he could create living things.
We've mentioned this fact before, but it is a good point, worthy of emphasis.
I guess God is smart. So smart, men are finding out new things about science most every day.
You can be sure that God created just the right thing at the right time for the right purpose.
Why don't we try to list all the things God created on the third day of creation?
Good idea. Each of us will name one thing. Mother, you go first.
Dry land.
Oceans.
Mountains.
Valleys.
Plains.
Islands.
Minerals.
Yes, and that includes iron, copper, granite, marble, silver, gold, and the entire vast storehouse of mineral wealth above and below the ground.
Did God actually make the rivers and lakes, too?
Yes, he did.
Whose turn is it to name something that God created on the third day?
Mine, I think. Well, he made grass.
Fruit trees.
All kinds of trees.
Flowers.
I wonder if we realize how many different kinds of trees there are.
I can name quite a few. Apple tree, pear, cherry, plum, orange, lemon, grapefruit, Walnut, olive, coconut, banana.
But Johnny, you named only fruit trees. Think of the thousands of other kinds of trees there are. Pat, how about you naming some flowers?
If she can.
Roses, violets, pansies, asters, chrysanthemums, orchids, daisies, primrose, poppies, hollyhocks, sweet peas, lilacs, marigolds, sunflowers, and geraniums.
You could go on and on naming flowers and trees, ranging from the simple algae no bigger than a dot to the huge redwood trees that grow on the Pacific coast of the United States.
And the wonderful thing about all plant life is that plants reproduce themselves, each after its own kind.
We just studied that in school. Some reproduce themselves by dividing their cells. Others do it with seeds that are scattered by the wind, carried away by water, animals, or insects.
Just think, children, of the secrets of life that are contained in seeds, however small, and how God repeats the act of creation in them over and over, day after day, year after year.
There are other marvelous things about plants. They are the only organisms on earth that are actually able to create foodstuffs. All life depends on them.
Which reminds me, I'm hungry.
What do you mean, Mom? Plants create foodstuffs.
For one thing, they manufacture oxygen, which we need to breathe. The plants also know the secret of using sunlight to produce carbohydrates, or sugars, and starches.
Well, this all takes place in the green leaves of plants.
Plants also know how to extract nitrogen and other chemicals from the soil and convert them into proteins.
I never knew plants did all that.
And I never knew Mother was so smart.
I think we've taken Mother too much for granted, just like we take God's world for granted. We don't stop to think of the countless marvels that lie in all creation. If we did, we'd be more humble and grateful for the miracles of everyday life.